It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
We could finally do the three-part harmony of the hello. That's really the original hello finally. Song. Yeah. Hello, hello, hello. Yeah. Yay, episode 80 of Comedy Shoeshine. How you doing, wow. Sam?
Great. Just me and you here, pretty
yep,
sure.
Just me. Wait
like
a minute.
Like usual.
There's
nothing
someone
different
else
tonight.
On the line. It's Ishmael from Angry Black Rant. How you doing?
Hello, hello. How are you?
Good. We had a nice... great awkward exchange before the show because I realized, and I saved this for when we were recording, I realized what it is. And I think I've mentioned this before. Sam and I, in our family, we have no like ball busting gene or whatever. We have no, because we don't have that brand of humor where we pretend things aren't true that are, or are that, you know, the opposite. It's like, so when you make those jokes, it's like, I'm a computer who's like, does not compute, but he does. Cause I said, oh yeah, Ishmael's got a show, you know, he's whatever. And then Ishmael like pretended he didn't have a show to kind of mess with Sam. And I was confused.
So
I was like,
he really doesn't have a show? Or he does have a show?
See, Sam has no idea. We're like, I'm like Spock or something, or like a robot in a TV show where it's like, you wait, but you do have a show. I don't understand. And then Ishmael is laughing at us for that.
I'm not trying to be
I wasn't
whatever.
Laughing. I immediately started to not like both of you.
See, there you go.
Dude, I don't think it's, I think it's you who's like not like that. Because I think I kind of do that with other people, but not
but you,
with you.
Hold on. But you do it in a way where you always know that you're joking.
Oh,
see,
yeah.
Because I had no fucking clue what Ishmael was talking about. Like, I thought he was serious. Like, I thought, oh, he ended his show and he didn't tell me. Like, he stopped.
Yeah, you found a way to totally, like, kick me in the teeth. You're like, oh, well, maybe Ishmael doesn't have a show because
that's
Ishmael took time off. And you totally hurt my feelings. I'm like,
I
Jesus,
hurt your,
I was just
you
trying
hurt
to be
my
funny. I just wanted to be funny. And you totally was like, okay, I'm going to use this opportunity to treat him like dog shit. Okay, well, that's cool.
All right, so, well, I'll try to make up for that. Oh,
for
ahead.
The listeners, because obviously I've researched his show and listened to all of it and all that, but for the listeners like that don't have any idea who Ishmael is, why don't you just tell, them, you know, who he is and me.
Wait, who are you talking to? Ishmael, why don't you talk about your show for a second? Wait, hold on. Let me ask you this.
Do you have a show? I have a show that is about, I don't know, Jesus, you're just putting me on the spot. I basically have a show called Angry Black Rant, and it's about, I don't even know. It's about skepticism, science, anything that I find interesting, and I just go out my way to be an asshole while I break down news and anything popular in the media, basically.
There you have it. It's a good show. Find it on iTunes. And I thought it 5 minutes ago, I thought it had ended. I was panicking, but we're in luck. It's
the title is I Don't Have a Show by Ishmael, right? Just guessing.
The title is Go Fuck Yourself.
Oh,
but
man.
But Ishmael actually
we were
listens
just
gonna to
change
our
ours to that.
Yeah. Ishmael actually listens to our show, and he was about to tell us something that we knew was going to be funny, so we told him not to, and to do it on the show, to do it once we were recording. What was this Seinfeld thing I missed? What are you talking about?
You know, I don't remember, but it was something that your brother was trying to tell you about, a Seinfeld, because to me, you are Seinfeld and Simpsons like connoisseurs, right?
Right.
And he brought up something and you were totally oblivious to it. I can't remember what it was, but I was screaming at the I don't know, at my television? Phone, I guess, saying like, how do you not know that? Oh, I wish I could remember what it was.
Here's what I'll say, I need to say something in my defense.
I'm like, how the hell do you not know that Seinfeld reference?
Here's the thing, I'll say it's a 50-50 question. There's a 50% chance that, yeah, he said something that I didn't get. But I have seen every Seinfeld episode. So there's also a chance.
I hope so.
What happens when we're recording is the audio, we can't hear each other when we're both talking. And then Sam sends me his audio of what he actually was recording into the mic. And I plop that in. Yeah. And so he talks shit all the time on me and I don't even hear it. And then it comes out.
By the way, is he talking right now? I have no idea. Yeah. Is anybody talking? It's been silent. I think I should talk now.
Yeah, go ahead, just start talking, Sam. Sam, say something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I need to remember this though. It was it was like a classic Seinfeld episode too, and you were like, nah, I never heard of it. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Everyone heard of that. Oh, I hope before the episode's over, I will remember what the hell that episode was.
We'll see. Well, you know, in the meantime,
that reminds me of something I was going to say. I was going to say this before anyway, but you know, I'm going through Frasier now, and we're on.
We're both going through Frasier.
Somewhere halfway in the fourth season.
We're all going through Frasier, right?
It's really good, but like I was thinking about how, you know, an episode came on, and I was like, oh, I remember this episode, and it was like, oh, that's this one, and then I was thinking about how Seinfeld. When I watch Seinfeld, it's not like I go, oh, I remember this episode. It's I already know every part of every episode. It's totally different, even though they're both good. It's weird how Seinfeld is like, every episode is like its own thing in your mind that's separate from everything else. It's really weird. That show is amazing. No other show is like that.
I think it's because Frasier is a lot of the same kinds of jokes over and over. They're all good. Like, they're good and funny, I think, but they're the same punchline, kind of. Like, oh, Niles is into Daphne or whatever. So you don't really remember the specific time of whatever it is. Whereas, like you're saying, Seinfeld is... Every single one is like a good concept and a funny joke, and you remember like the concept behind it.
Yeah, and each character is like doing a completely different thing in the show of like something ridiculous every time. They're all separate from each other almost. I mean, Kramer kind of has the same character a lot, but he's always in like different situations. They don't really have, Frasier's kind of like they're sort of in the same situations all the time, just slightly different. But anyway, so, that's just how good Seinfeld is. Like, it's amazing. Every episode. Oh, it's the, like you could say to another Seinfeld person, it's the one where this happens and they know it. And then with Frasier, you're like, oh, the one where this happens. You're like, yeah, okay. There's like 100 episodes where that happens. It's still good. But.
Yeah. You a Frasier fan, Ishmael, or just Seinfeld?
Yeah. I'm a Cheers and Frasier fan. I loved I love what Frasier became off of Cheers. I'm a total,
white person?
Yes.
TV
fan. What?
I said white person. That's what. Anyway, I was completing your sentence.
Yeah.
Because I had asked. I was halfway joking, but not really. Ishmael, I was like, oh, you should just come on and talk shit on white people, and we'll laugh at it. But apparently you thought I was joking. So there you go. I guess I did that. Thing.
I didn't know I should. Yeah. I want to. Talk shit about you, basically.
Oh, sure.
If I can do that, I'm okay.
Yeah, fine.
So are you in New York?
No.
What?
You in New York area? Or?
Why? What makes you think exactly. I'm in New York? Because I'm black?
Your accent.
No. Because the way I say coffee?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I just heard a subway go by like as.
No, I'm actually in Los Angeles, okay?
Really? You're from New York.
Really? Listen how surprised you are. Really? Black people? Los Angeles? Yes.
There's plenty of black people in Los Angeles. I've been there several times. It's just that you have a New York accent.
Yes. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm not in New York. I'm not a black man from New York.
You're not, you're not even everything. From New York?
You told me we were getting a black guy from New York.
I am from New York. I am. I grew up in New York.
There we go.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. There you go. Well, that's all we came on here to say. That about wraps it up for this episode.
We just wanted to play the game of where's
Eli's
the black guy from
New York.
That's all the whole game was.
That's all you get, just like people from New York, right? You get the Jew from New York. You get the black guy from New York. You guys aren't true.
Well, this is an experiment. You're the first guest, I was going to say, the first guest that's ever been on with both of us. And probably the last, I'd say. Probably the first time last. Just
okay.
Just trying to keep up with people's punchlines with three people over Skype or Hangouts. It doesn't work. I've realized
it's hard. You can't do it.
It's impossible. Yeah. There's like a 3-second delay on everything, and then we're like, "What was that? A joke? Were you what?" So, but anyway, we just thought we'd have on someone who said he likes our show because that never happens. Like,
it's honestly the first person we found is really what it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
So we just wanted the show.
We really just wanted to like ask you, like, so just scientifically, like, what's
do you really like it?
Yeah, like, what is it?
No, I okay. I have a lot of black guilt, so I just like, you know, you guys are white, so I just kind of like, okay,
trying to help us out,
like white
black
stuff.
Guilt.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just
black
trying to
guilt,
help us
right?
Out.
That sounds so absurd, right?
That's the
it doesn't make
thing I've
any sense.
Is there a thing? Yeah. Is there such a thing as black guilt?
No, of course not. Of course not.
It's what is there to be like guilty about?
You guys, exactly.
I think we've covered it. So, yeah, I don't know where to go from here. But so if he's not going to talk shit on white people, then I don't know. I don't know why.
Hey, if you want me to talk shit about white people, I'm okay. I can do that.
No.
So
yeah, go ahead. No, just not.
I don't know.
See, it's got to be something you had. Yeah,
here,
it's got to be natural.
Let me do a thing. Let me do a bit.
Okay, do
as
a bit.
They call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just start talking, and I'll immediately
make
realize
fun of
how
out.
Much I don't like you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
All right, I'm gonna send you a.
No, I can't wait.
I'm gonna send you a link. Can you get it? Don't play it yet. You'll see what the name of it is, and then you'll instantly get it.
Yeah. Have we done this?
We might
no,
have
maybe
done
not.
It, but I don't remember if we played it.
No, probably not. So it's it's fine. I can't remember. So I'm not
I was
clicking
listening.
On it.
No, don't click on it yet. I was listening to like the radio, I think, in my car, and I heard, you know, it was just like a commercial, and they were talking, and all of a sudden they did the record scratch. They're still doing that. Like people are still doing the record scratch.
Yes. Why are people still I did this bit, but who cares? Anyway.
Yeah, you did.
Why the fuck? It barely made sense to begin with. Like back in the day, there's a fucking DJ spinning a record. And then when whatever the awkward situation is, like the club is all black and it's a white guy and he walks in and it's like, and then this happens. Oh, wait, damn. I should have clicked on it.
Yeah. You're supposed to have it ready. But like the thing that's funny is if you took a person, any person almost, and you did that, they know that it means something like, everything's changed now all of a sudden. Like it still is in everybody's mind that's that thing.
Yeah. And
because there's nothing to replace it with. Like if you had a DVD player, or a CD player, or an MP3, you get to just push pause and then it just stops. There's no noise.
Yeah,
when
nowadays
you just stop
when the white guy walks into the all black club, the DJ just goes, "Hold on, I'm going to pause this because there's a white guy in here."
Yeah,
that's all that happens. Yeah, it used to be the signature awkward situation, or like the main character just did something dopey or whatever. Like you just did some stupid thing, and it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
And what's funny about it, I was thinking, is like it'll probably never be replaced. So it might just go forever. Like people, we won't even have like DVDs or anything like that. Everything will be in the air. Like you'll just listen to
in
music that's just in the. Yeah. But then still, they'll have a commercial with the record scratch when something happens and everyone will know what it is.
I wish you could remember exactly what the commercial is too, because I bet it would be funny. It'd be something where it's like, we're selling such and such for $9.99. And then it will say, did he really say $9.99? That's right. It's classic. This fucking
the only thing that comes close is Scooby-Doo, right? Like
this video you sent me is bullshit because it waits until 3 seconds in to play the fucking sound.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I can't believe you didn't find me a better record scratch.
Wait, it waits till 3 seconds to do the record scratch? 3, 2, 1.
Yes, it does.
That worked perfectly.
Yeah. What kind of fucking sound effect would wait until 3 seconds to do the record scratch?
3, 2.
So stupid. I wonder
but you can't do it too fast. It sort of does have to be
I would say 1.2 seconds would be my guess.
Because if you imagine a circumstance where something crazy happens, it does take maybe a second for everyone to look over and then the record scratch. Like, it's not a... The record scratch doesn't initiate the, like, looking at what happened.
You can't forget, there's an actual DJ scratching that record when it happens. Like, you got to give him time to react.
That's true. He's like, oh, shit, where's the needle?
Yeah. It's so weird. God, who started that? I'm sure someone's researched, like, what show or what thing started that. There's probably some article on it.
Anyways, I remembered that we did talk about it, too, because I was like, man, but I don't remember playing the noise.
I don't think we actually played it.
Yeah, they didn't have it digitally yet, probably, when our show started.
We could have really used it for the beginning of the show, to be honest.
I know, I should have told you ahead of time.
And we've got a third person.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, the delay is really killing me, but it's, yeah. So
that's all I got. That's the only thing I have. That's Sam's only thing. Record scratch. No, I have one other thing, but
Ishmael, I hope you have better bits than that. What do you? Oh, you have another thing? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear. I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I think that Ishmael has something to tell us about Prince. I'm just sensing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What's your take on Prince? Yeah. He started to tell us before.
Listen, you guys hate Prince, right?
That's a solid take.
I don't hate Prince. I hate people who think he's really good. Dude, Batman soundtrack Prince songs, I actually really like. Like, I thought they were, that's my favorite Prince stuff is from Batman. I like him. I don't have anything against him. He's a above average guitar player. He's a good guitar player, actually. I don't hate him. I hate everyone acting like he's God when he's not really that good. That's what I hate. Just to be clear.
And the funny thing is, you guys made me realize I don't really like Prince.
Okay, good.
Awesome. There we go. That's why if there was the opposite of a record scratch, I would play.
Half the show being like, man, these friggin' uppity assholes, all they're doing is shitting on Prince. And then I slowly was like, wait. Is Prince good? Like,
yeah, no, exactly.
I actually, why do I like him?
Yeah, exactly.
God, that's so perfect.
Yeah.
That is exactly what I thought.
I went halfway through just being like, you guys are jerks. You totally don't
Did you try to go through his songs and you realize, like, wait, he doesn't have any songs?
There's just nothing there. There's no great content.
Of his songs.
Yeah. Like, no, they're not good.
I will never listen to a Prince song ever. Like, you can't pay me to listen to a Prince song.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's like the entire goal of our show, really.
Yeah, seriously.
There's one thing.
Rewarding feeling I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
But I hated you guys for like half the show. I'm like, these
that's normal.
How dare they talk about Prince?
Yeah.
Most people just do the first half and then they turn us off. But you
anything is like that. Imagine you're like super overweight, need to work out. You hate your trainers, and then you're like, "Oh, I'm in shape now. Thanks. I hated you for a while." But anything where you have to change something that you're used to thinking or feeling is going to be uncomfortable at first. But then once you're faced with the facts, you're like, "All right, you didn't have to be an asshole about it." But if we weren't assholes about it, it wouldn't work. Like, you wouldn't listen to it. If we just came on and were like, Prince, he's kind of good. I don't know. Maybe you could like him or you could not like him. Then you'd be like, whatever.
How dare they talk this way about Prince?
I know.
And then I'm like, wait, do I like Prince? No, I don't think I do. fuck him.
But you love SK2 though, right? I mean, you love SK2 though, right? Everybody loves SK2.
Not really music.
I love Subway, I gotta say. You guys also made me like Subway again.
Awesome. Yeah, that's what if we actually, there's a small percentage of the population who we can actually control their minds somehow.
This is weird. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's all our listeners. That's all two of them. Yeah. But, go ahead.
No, I was gonna say I actually like spinach though on Subway sandwiches.
All right.
I could go for it.
Against that, so.
I like the spinach. I think I was and then Sam wasn't, right?
I don't like it. It's fine. I don't expect people to like food, really. Yeah. There's no arguing food. Some people like tastes of some things and not other things. Music, you can actually maybe argue that it's not as good as people think, even if they like it.
Yeah.
So what you said, you read something or saw something, though, about Prince that reminded you.
Oh, that, it was Cracked. You know, Cracked articles, which is actually, to me, brilliant. And it said, it was a Cracked article that said, why Prince is even more brilliant than you think. Is even yeah. more of a musical. And I just, and that's when I knew you guys influenced me, because I rolled my eyes to the back of my head.
Yeah, awesome.
Just before I even clicked on it.
Dude.
And it's just stupid.
Because you know it's going to say, he wrote all these songs that you yeah. didn't know he wrote that aren't any good. Like, you
and
know,
then
that's
it'll have
be...
the video of him playing that guitar solo at the concert, and, like, or whatever
oh my
that was.
God, yes. It's like everything about, like, hey, look at this great Prince moment is him just being normal. Like, he just, oh, look, Prince grabbed the guitar and started playing it. Like anyone could play it, but because it's Prince, it's brilliant.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Like,
it's this great moment because Prince is actually just sitting there with his 4'2" ass and just like, being like, yeah, look, I am just stringing my fingers on this and I'm amazing. So.
That's probably the most amazing thing about Prince is his charisma is undeniable. Like, I would not say that he's maybe the most charismatic performer like that if the last 20 or 30 years. And the way, like, just everything, the way he moves and everything he does is amazing. And that's why people want to think he's so good.
Yeah.
So it's amazing, but that's all it is. Like I said before, he is a good guitar player. It's not like he's a piece of shit guitar player.
I actually feel
good.
That way about him, and I think he has charisma. And then I'm like, oh, wait, he's a Jehovah Witness. I'm like, yeah, maybe he's not that charismatic.
Yeah, like, you ever think people like that, or maybe there's just something wrong with him? Like, he's not actually.
Well, he killed himself. I mean, he overdosed on drugs. So there's definitely something wrong.
There was something wrong with him, because when his kid died, I guess he. Like allowed it to, like, he left it for days and prayed over it, thinking that God was gonna make it be born again. So clearly he's just a friggin' insane buffoon. When, like,
but boy, can he play the guitar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I just thought of something, unless he had more Prince stuff, everybody. I just thought of something I kind of want to ask Ishmael about that. I'm not sure. No. We've established that you are from New York. What was your take on my New York pizza thing that I said? And the fact that it was totally overrated.
I am anti people who think New York special. So Eli can go fuck himself as far as in everyone else. Because people from New York swear they're special. There's nothing special about New York at all.
It's just a shitload of people who aren't special, right? Like, it's just the most
people.
Yeah.
It's but we are so like, oh, our pizza's great and everything. Yeah, okay, New York pizza is better than Chicago pizza, but that's not really much to say. I mean, Chicago pizza is deep dish bullshit. But I'm not one that like feels special because I'm from New York.
Do you have a California pizza? Like, what's your favorite? Are you into
it? California is a terrible place. I will allow my New York self to... I hate California on every level. California is terrible. It's not a good place to be. There's nothing like, there's no food that's good. Everyone likes Mexican food, and Mexican food's terrible.
Mexican food,
basically beans, cheese, and rice. Who gives, like, I hate Mexican food.
Oh, God.
So but everyone swears Mexican food is so great. It's so Mexican good. Food is hold terrible.
Yeah. You're definitely from New York.
Jesus. Yeah.
There couldn't have been a more appropriate. Hold on, let me just do again what we should have done. Hold on. I hit the mute button. Fuck. Hold on. Here we go. Huh? Like, there's an imposter here. That's what it should have happened. Like, it should have been record scratch.
Do any
scratch.
Of you guys like Mexican food? Mexican food's terrible.
Oh, it's so good.
It's just like good. Beans, rice, and cheese.
Yeah, that is
cheese
what it is.
Cheese is the best thing on earth. So, it has cheese.
Mexican it is food. True that could you imagine living in California and not liking Mexican food? What would that be like?
Do you like sushi? Because that's the other thing that everyone seems to be obsessed about.
Sushi's whatever. I like sushi because it gets me dates. So yeah, I like sushi enough to go out on a date with a girl because she likes sushi. But deep down, I could give a fuck about sushi. Hmm.
So you just don't eat when you're here.
Yeah,
I just don't eat. I eat ramen. That's all I eat. Jesus. I just eat ramen and Subway.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, good. You're not a fast food addict like us.
No.
Okay.
Damn.
Sushi. Yeah. Jesus. I eat California rolls. That's the best sushi. California rolls. Yeah. That's not even freaking sushi.
It's not sushi.
That's bull.
Isn't like an avocado and like rice and then a tortilla and then cheese and beans? Isn't that a
pretty much.
I was going to say, people from the Midwest that I know just say that California is always avocados and ranch is like what they think of California. Like everything has avocados and ranch on it.
I could go for some avocados and ranch right now. That sounds
good.
Avocado's
pretty good, actually. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mine avocado rolls, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love them. I do have one other thing that, or do you have anything this week? You haven't even done anything.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple things, but they're kind of, I don't know. They're kind of weird. You can go ahead.
Well, I thought of an artist, well, not an artist, a musician that is really popular.
Ooh, should I pop open Spotify and get ready to play? Yeah.
I just want to know your thoughts, because I don't know if we've ever talked about this person in any way, but everybody knows his songs, and he's not, I don't think people think of him as like an amazing artist, but he's got like Grammys or Grammy nominations or something, but dude, Tom Petty. What do you think about Tom Petty?
I thought you were going to go Eric Clapton for a second.
No. Eric Clapton's awesome.
Really? I think he's kind of overrated.
He's a really good guitar player.
Didn't Eric Clapton kill his kid by throwing him out the window, or am I misremembering?
No.
Yeah.
No.
His kid fell out the window. But yeah.
Okay.
What Tom Petty song should I play? I mean, Free Fallin' is his number fucking one on here. God, I don't.
Free
but we don't
Fallin',
need
exactly.
to play that
Eric
song.
Eric Clapton
though.
Throwing kids out window. Free Fallin'.
Yeah, we don't need to play Free Fallin'. Like it. You just say Free Fallin' and everybody's like, "Yeah,
free fallin', free."
And there's I Won't Back Down. That's pretty good. I Won't Back Down, but there's nothing like that moves me.
But like a guy like that, he just wrote songs that are just. Like they're kind of good, but there's nothing in any of the songs that are like where you would listen and go, oh, I love this part of the song.
Maybe we should do, and this will probably sound like shit over the line to you guys, but maybe we should play the first one in ranking that we don't know, you know, to see like what, you know, like what is other songs.
Impossible. So, I know every song.
Free Fallin', I Won't Back Down. What about You Don't Know How It Feels? What is that?
I think that's a cover, but I don't know.
Oh, okay. What about Wildflowers?
Hmm.
What is that?
I don't think I know that.
Is that too loud?
Already bored.
Ugh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
You belong among the wildflowers.
Nah, that sucks.
So every song is this.
You belong in a boat out at sea. Sail away. Kill off the hours.
Yeah. There's not much there.
It's good, but it's no Prince. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, wait. He had Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Did he have other hits with
other
that?
Heartbreakers.
Yeah. Would we know songs? I don't know shit about Tom Petty. Would we know songs more? Or
I wonder how much money he has. Like, he's got to have sold a zillion albums.
Yeah. He probably has a lot of money.
A lot. Yeah. I'm sure he has a lot.
Okay, I'm going to click on the Heartbreak, Tom Petty and the
Not as much as Prince, but he probably
should. Yeah, nobody has as much.
Prince. Wait, American Girl? What's that one? Oh, I think I know.
Oh, that. American Girl. That's a classic, isn't it?
Well, but not American Woman. What is this one?
American Girl.
Yeah.
Ew, that was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I know this song. Stupid fucking song. I hate that beat. Anything that's that beat, I hate it.
Yeah.
Dude, start your song. Fuck. Just skip. All right, it's an hour of. Here, let's just tune. Just this one note. Is everybody on the same page?
Is everyone's muscles like warmed up now so we can start playing our show?
Hey, everybody, are you playing this note? Yeah, okay, we're all on that note. God.
I think what I want to say about Tom Petty is he is the perfect like guy that people who don't know anything about music would think is the same as so many other musicians that are probably way better, you know? Like they just lump him in with like The Beatles or something.
Yeah.
Tom Petty, The Beatles. You know, I like those two. It's like Tom Petty, dude, he's sold 60 million albums total. This is what I'm reading. He's been playing for 40 years, net worth of $95 million. Who knows if that's real? But like, he's, if like aliens, if our society ended right now and aliens looked at everything, he would not. His music should not stand out from any band that ever played music.
Well,
ever.
Let's try Mary Jane's Last Dance. Have we gotten to... yeah. That's the second best
song. That's a good song, actually. That's the song I think of him the most.
This is the Californication one or whatever. It's the same chords as the Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
Oh.
Remember that? It's the one they sued him for. It's the same song. It's the exact same fucking song. Yeah.
Well, okay. He also had to sue, the other guy, didn't he, for that other song? Whatever.
I don't know.
Don't Back Down is the same as that other song.
Oh, anyways, fuck, yeah, what is that?
He ended up suing someone?
Well, yeah, he sued that song that you just heard, Ishmael. I don't know if you're a big fucking Red Hot Chili Peppers fan, but it was that same exact
Hot Chili Peppers fan, huge.
See, I don't know if he's joking. I can't
tell. He's definitely joking.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, I'm not joking. I love it.
I like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Under the Bridge or I don't know. I try to sing.
I like Chili Peppers. They're good.
Yeah, they're good. But that song sucked that they did, and it was the same fucking chord. Like the exact same chord. No. The one that's the same as Mary Jane's Last Dance. That song.
Oh, okay.
Was it? But anyway.
Wait, anyway, yeah, go ahead.
Why did he get popular? Like, what? How does a guy just make songs that are just boring, and then somehow it's decided that he's like a legend? It's so weird.
Well, is it that I don't know what his first hit was, but it was, if it was Free Fallin' or whatever.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, so if it's one where people just fucking gobble up that song for some reason, I don't really know why. It's kind of catchy, but it's not. I don't listen to it. I'm like really like, oh yeah, I'm Free Fallin' with you. Like I don't.
Cause I'm free.
Yeah,
it's catchy.
Just catchy, yeah. So people just love that. And then I guess the key is if you follow it up with enough songs that are like, okay, I guess. Yeah,
that's what
like,
it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I was going to say next. Is like, if you're a one-hit wonder or whatever, and it's a certain style, and you somehow make a few more songs that are the same exact style and also kind of hits, then you're like set for life. Then you can just make albums forever and people buy them. It's weird. But he's never
then
made...
Then you're Prince.
Yeah. The Prince never even made one hit.
I know. I can't even think of a hit, but it might be similar
what
model.
What do you mean?
Though.
Doves Cry. You guys, amazing. I actually was kind of disappointed in you guys. Because, come on, Doves Cry.
Okay, sing the hook
I
to Doves
what
Cry.
What it sounds like when doves cry. Come on.
I'm
mean,
riveted.
It's terrible, but how the hell do you guys not know that song, When Doves Cry?
Well, I'm younger. It sounds like... You
Little
and
Red
Sam
Corvette,
are older.
Come on.
What?
Huh?
Red Corvette. What is that? Is that the same song?
Little Red Corvette? You don't know that? Little Red Corvette.
So what I was going to say is I have no idea how old you and Sam are, but just the rest of the show will just be Ishmael singing like in the back.
Yeah, it's just as good
do
as
you guys Brett. Not know Little Red Corvette? Come on.
Nope. I don't know that song.
Mm-mm.
Jesus.
Hold on. Let me
Google it.
Here, let me help you out. You guys don't know Red Corvette?
Little Red Corvette. How the hell do you guys know that?
There, that's what I was trying to set up. I was trying to help you out with that one. You're telling me.
Listen, I am anti-Prince like you guys, but come on. When Doves
Cry,
like,
you can't
Red
argue
Corvette,
me into knowing a song. I don't know a like.
You don't know Little Red Corvette.
I do not know. I knew no Prince songs. I didn't know When Doves Cry. I knew the words When Doves Cry were associated with Prince. Like I knew that was a name of his songs.
But
I had never
that
heard
mean
it.
Something? The fact that you know that that's associated with him?
Well, because he just died and everyone was making the references to it. And I think, and
you
to call back again, it's because of a Simpsons joke. Because when Milhouse says, like, this is what it's like when doves cry
this
or whatever.
Is what it feels like when doves cry.
I knew that was from that joke. I looked it up or something. I was
but
like, oh,
isn't that something, the fact that it's a Simpsons reference?
Yeah.
Doesn't that make you guys the one that's lame?
No. We were never arguing that he wasn't popular. We were we're arguing that he is super popular. No one's arguing that.
Oh,
it's just that he's not. There's no reason for him to be. Is no, actually, there's a reason for him to be popular. There's no reason for everyone when he dies to act like he's John
to
Lennon.
Act like he is brilliant. The most
brilliant that's all
person
it is.
Ever. Yeah, I totally get it.
Well, actually, but one of the funniest things. Go ahead. Well, one of the funniest things we've gotten is, you know, and Sam, I don't even think you saw this because people fucking tweet me on my other accounts on this.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't understand. Prince wrote this song and then really, like, every single person was, people love Prince, man. It was influential. It's like, yeah, I know. Like you just said, we know that. Like everyone fucking loves him. That was what we started with. Here's what we started with. Prince died. Everyone fucking worshipped him like as hard as they could when he died. We're just saying he didn't deserve that. Like he was okay and he's fine. But yeah, he's popular or whatever. But every single response with that too. It's like people don't get it.
Yeah. My whole point was just to challenge people. Like if you go through his catalog of the songs he has, you are not going to sit there and listen to every song and think they're good. There aren't that many.
Red Corvette's pretty good.
Yeah, okay. There's two or three songs. Tom Petty has three good songs.
Yeah.
Petty.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. He just proved the point right there.
Exactly. That's why we brought him on.
So the other thing I was going to say about Tom Petty is, do you think he fits into that group of artists that are somehow stoners? Like the stoner generation of like the 60s decided certain bands are good. Like, oh, dude, we could talk about this, but freaking Grateful Dead. Like,
I thought you said the other day, are they good? I think you did that the other day.
Yeah, it's like, are they good or do we not get it? Or do I have not tried to like them? Or are they just because stoners like to hear, like, you know, Pink Floyd, like those kind of bands?
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, there's a whole generation of those bands that were like, they sound good if you're super high, and which is fine. Like,
it's almost like Kiss, right? Because you're anti, like, Christian. And Christians were like, oh, everything's devilish. So then you immediately start to like these bands, right? Yeah. So it's like, oh, I love Kiss. I love all these bands because everything is like anti-Christian.
So that's like what the worship. Hair band like, like generation would have been. Yeah. Like,
Kiss is a good one too. I have no idea if they're any good at all. I don't think they are.
I don't think they are.
I haven't listened to them at all. I know their song Little Red Corvette, but beyond that, I don't. Shut up.
But I'm telling you, when guys from Kiss die,
this is what it's like when guys from Kiss die.
Yeah, when Doug's from Kiss die, and whatever, it's going to be like, oh God, most amazing fucking band. Everyone on fucking Facebook, oh God, my whole life is Kiss. Like, I wouldn't be alive right now. Every time. That's actually more of it than anything. Is anytime anybody dies now, it's like it's everybody's favorite person ever, and they have to share all the stuff.
It is, but Prince was unreal. Like it went to a level that I had never even thought could be possible. Like,
well,
everybody.
Because Prince had like a coolness to him that is very rare. Even though I don't get the coolness, but even today, like there's memes and like looks that like people use for Prince because he's just so untouchable. I don't get it. I it was not my generation, so I don't find Prince especially cool, but there's so many people that do. They think he's the coolest person ever.
Yeah.
And I don't get it. I'm like, this guy's like four too.
I've always thought it was funny, the whole like charisma thing or whatever. Like it's a bit I've had, but I can't really do it on the show because it's more physical, but like, I think it's so funny how, like, picture, okay, I'm gonna go walk over and just pick up an item, and you do it, you just briskly do it. It's like, no. Then picture, like, if you're a cool dude, you slowly, like, kind of stagger over, and then you, like, coolly kind of, but you know, it's so weird how, like, just moving slower is cooler or something. Yeah. Like, it's weird how people perceive it. It's like, oh, that fucking guy is so cool. Prince.
Exactly.
So fucking cool.
Prince cocks an eyebrow and everyone friggin' wets their panties.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Prince's eyebrow is cocked. Oh my God, he's brilliant. I'm like, whatever. That guy's like 4'2". I'm sorry. Short people are unimpressive to me. So if I've been short.
This is why he's our fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't like short people either.
It's weird. We have to be careful.
Do you hate old people too? What's your stance on old people, Ishmael? I think we found the common thread.
Yeah.
Old people, fat people, I'm totally on your team. You guys hate anyone. You guys hate everybody.
Yeah, we hate everybody.
And you actually hate your father, which I hate my father. So if you need material, I can talk about my father's a piece of crap.
Oh, dude, if you have a good, concise, like a good dad story of yours, we'd love to hear it, I think.
Right? Well, my father beat my mother. Is that funny?
No, that's not funny.
No,
that's not funny. See, you took a delightful concept and then, no, it's the worst.
Okay, sorry.
So you don't have any funny ones then? Yeah. So he didn't like buy a bunch of yogurts with one coupon and then make you buy a bunch of yogurts. So he didn't do anything funny like that. Oh, okay. Oh, so just non-funny stuff. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I do have some other stuff if we want to do it. It's not as funny as wife beating, but it's, you know, it's the best I can do.
Can't follow that.
I do have to say, and I think this was so funny that somebody did, you know, Snopes me the stupid fucking Civil War pregnancy.
Yeah.
And the funny thing was, here's what's so funny about that.
Dude, you got snoped.
Yeah, I got snoped. So as it's the funniest thing. I don't know. I can't remember if this has ever happened to me before, but as I started, my brain accessed that memory that was from when I was in like second grade, and I read it in a fucking textbook. Like, I actually read that in a real thing in school, and it was presented to me in school as, oh, this actually happened. Some guy got shot and whatever. And when you look at the Snopes articles, some assholes like did kind of present it as though it really happened. And as I was telling it, like, if I even listened to it again, I was like, oh yeah, this happened. And then my brain caught up and was like, wait, you haven't accessed this memory since you were like 7. And then I did a catch up of like, wait, that sounds fucking ridiculous. Like, there's no way that
I knew.
There's no way that happened.
No, there's no way.
Yeah. And it's funny that but if you recall something, if you're instantly relating a memory from a time when you thought it was real, you know, like, it takes a second to like re-examine it. It was just weird. Because I was like, oh yeah, real. And then I was like, no, that's not, that's probably not real.
Yeah.
But I swear to you, I read it in school in a textbook. Like, it was actually presented to me as real information.
It's fucking like a Mad Libs textbook.
Yeah. Assholes. Dude, why? We could talk about that all day, but just people aren't not skeptical people. Look, you can blame me. I did relate that for a split second saying it was real, but it's only because some asshole told me that when I was like 7. How the fuck would I know when I'm 7? Like, I thought it was real, or 8 or 9.
Maybe they're just trying to help.
Huh? What? Help what?
Oh, I thought you were mad at the person who snoped you.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
No. I'm mad at that. No, not at all. I'm mad at, that goes back to our bit of anything we say like, oh, I wonder whatever on the show, like, we don't actually care. We would just, remember? We would just look it up. Like, I don't need the answer to those questions. But that one was fair because I did say like, oh, I think it's real. And then I said, no, it's probably not real. But anyway, sure. But no, I'm mad at the whoever fucking presents this information originally when you're like, you know, a kid and then it's
but in dude, this, just imagine a world before Snope. Like, there's no, or Snopes. Snope. Or whatever. Now I'm going to get a fucking message about that it's Snope, not Snopes or whatever.
You'll get a Snopes article linked to Snope. Yeah. Dude, imagine a world before Wesley Snopes and his website.
No, but it's funny to think of how many things were written where it's like, well, I have no fucking way of verifying if that's true or false. Like, and now somehow collectively we know things and put them on Snopes. But like before that, it's just funny. Like, who knows how much of what you've read is totally wrong?
Yeah.
Even stuff we still think is right about the history. How does anyone verify anything that happened in history? It's impossible.
I don't think the Civil War happened. I'm going to come out and say it. Civil War didn't happen. I'm not buying it.
Video or didn't happen. Yeah. That's my...
A world without pictures, Snopes but they is could've... basically religion. Like, it's like, oh, yeah.
Well, but that's the annoying thing about people is they still fucking don't get it. Like, people still share stuff all the time that's absolutely retarded. And you own a machine. Everyone owns a fucking truth machine. Like, we all, it really is like a fucking, science fiction premise from, I don't know, the 30s. Like, we'll all fly around in cars and we'll all have these truth machines. Yeah, we all like own a device. We could just type in like, did the bullshit, obviously stupid story about the Civil War thing. We just type that in, like, was this fucking idiotic? And it'll say, no, you're a moron. Like, that didn't happen. And people don't do it. Like, we kind of do, because, you know, we try to do that for the most part. But, like, average people on the internet, like, they just don't even bother. They just believe whatever they think they know. It's ridiculous.
I remember, like, 10 years ago when I was working at the state, and I went over to our, there's a little section of programmers, you know, like, website people for our office. And one guy had a poster in his cubicle that had, it was like, I don't remember exactly, but it was something to the effect of like, you know, your checklist for when someone calls with a troubleshooting type problem. And it was just like Google, like went to like Google. It was like, go to Google and figure it out and tell them what it is you found on Google. And then like, if that doesn't work, then go back to Google. Like anything It's gotten to the point where almost anything anyone can tell you, you could just look up the same thing on Google.
Oh, it's probably well better. Past that point. Yeah. Probably for the last 10 years.
But not even just like, did this thing happen? Like if you were like, oh, my router is like something extremely complicated. Like my router is giving this signal and then it has this light that goes on and that thing. Like you could call a tech person or you could just search that exact thing on Google and know more than they do.
Every single person listening, including me, all of our jobs... You could take a person who doesn't know anything and put them in and just have them Google whatever to do and they could do it. Yeah. Like nobody needs to learn anything. Like I'm telling you, I've risen to great heights at my job by just Googling how to do shit and doing it. Like it's unbelievable. It's the secret. It's like our version of, dude, we should write a self-help book where we're just like, yeah, just fucking Google. It's all you do. And then sell it for $1 billion. No, it's not an easy answer, I guess.
Dude, I thought of this the other day because you had a great, I don't know if you ever said it on here, and maybe you did, but how like the people who make money are just the people who write the book for self-helping stuff about anything.
Did say that, yeah.
Yeah, any possible field. It's like the one guy who actually makes money is just the guy who writes a book on how to do it. No one else actually makes any money.
Yeah.
But I was thinking like, has anyone wrote a self-help book about how to write a self-help book?
Dude, that was my joke. That was my exact joke.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, no wonder I was thinking of it.
We should do that.
We should write that book.
Yeah. Dude, you know how many people make money on just telling people how to podcast now? Like, I think there's like those things. Because, God, every fucking thing that everyone does, you just write a self-help book. You can sell. How many of those could you sell? A lot.
Yeah. I don't know.
So I guess I got a couple more things. We're already at fucking 46 minutes, so I guess Ishmael's stuck for the whole show. So you're here. Have you been singing the whole time?
I haven't. Little red Corvette.
So I got one that no one is bound to understand. I don't care. I'm doing it anyway. Mm. I've gotten to the point in my life, Sam, and I'm pretty excited about this. I think it's one of those things that we should mark the occasion, or I did, you know, like write it in my calendar. I have enough shirts.
Wow.
Now. Yeah. It's amazing. Cause like I previously had some shirts, but it wasn't enough shirts is the thing. Like you have your go-to shirts. Like I had like two or three shirts that I always want to wear because I just like them better, you know? And then you go a week and you're like, ah, I just wore that on Monday. I guess I could wear one of these other shirts that fucking sucks dick, but why, you know, like I want to. But I've gotten to the point where I now have like maybe 5 to 6 shirts. Hmm. Or it could, dude, could be more. It could be like 7 that I want to wear. It's incredible. It's a really big thing for me.
I'm at an opposite point where I'm too fat for my shirts, my rotation that I had. Yeah. So now I'm down to like the 3 or 4 that don't make me feel like my stomach is 10 feet out from my body. Or it is, but it's hidden when you have a gigantic tablecloth
shirt. I wonder if, I don't even know if you like exactly know what I mean, but whatever it is about me or us or whatever, our dad or who, maybe it could just be me. I can't just go buy shirts. Like I can't just think one day like, you know what I need? Shirts. And then go do it. I never will. I never will do it.
I think what you're also saying is you don't know what makes a good shirt. Is what you're saying? You know when you have a good shirt, but you don't know why.
I have learned that. Like I have learned that I'm fat enough that the looser the shirt, the worse I look. So the tighter the shirt, the better I feel. Okay. But when it's loose, I'm like, Jesus, I look like a balloon.
Yeah, there's a crucial range there where it goes the other way.
The problem is they make shirts where if you're huge, it's also longer. So then it looks like there's no shirts that are like for kind of fat people that are still short. So you either have a shirt that goes down to your knees so that you don't feel really fat, or you have a tight shirt. Those are the two options.
I have shirt, or like Lydia will maybe buy me some shirts, but I can't just buy shirts for myself. But because it's mainly due to concerts we've gone to and the fucking Sharks being amazing. I have like concert shirts, the bands that I like, and the fucking Sharks. I have like 3 awesome shirts.
So you're like
shirts.
16 again, is what you're saying.
No, it's those are the only shirts I want to wear because it's like like any other shirt. Why do I care about fucking wearing this shirt?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just a gray shirt. Like, what do I give a shit about that?
That's
just saying, Yeah, go ahead.
Like 80% of my current shirt rotation are free shirts I got at mm-hmm. events I did, like with just brand, like stupid brands of stuff that I do. Yeah. Like I don't even care what they are.
The, me too, but now it's stuff that I care about. Like, oh, this is, you know, and dude, I even got a Comedy Shoe Shine shirt. That's in my rotation now.
Oh, I meant to mention that.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Several shoe shirters. What are they called? People who listen to Comedy Shoe Shine.
Oh, I think we had a name.
Assholes?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Shoe Shiners received their shirts and special. I don't. Should we say what it is? Or
well,
like some...
I've tweeted it. Now we could just not say what it is. I've tweeted two pictures. I only got two. Did you get other
messages?
Yeah. Dudes, we sent out what, like 12, 13, 14?
More than, yeah.
You guys 16. Have a shoe shirt? Yeah. Come on. I want one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Pony up the dough.
Yeah.
No,
I don't want to pay for it. Yeah. I just want one.
Yeah. See, that's what everyone wants.
Everybody. Yeah.
We're all just looking for a good free shirt.
Yeah.
And I finally have
just
gotten
do free shirts.
Yeah. Free hat.
That's old hat.
So yeah, no, I'm pretty excited though. Like even the shirt I'm wearing now, it's from the Sharks finals game we went to. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
it's great. I have enough. I've got like seven of these fucking shirts. It's an embarrassment of riches of shirts that I want to wear. That's
the next step.
Oh,
you'll
I
get
have
to...
something. Oh, I need ahead. To talk to you guys.
Ooh, go
about.
Please.
Go ahead, as you would say.
You guys are dumb when it comes to movies and
oh, great.
The way you look at. Superhero movies.
Oh, my here God. We go. Here
yeah,
we go.
You guys are idiots. I gotta tell you.
I think you could call us a lot of things on that, but idiot wouldn't be what I would think of. Like, yeah, we're
I gotta
we're dicks.
Say, listen, superhero movies are stupid.
Okay.
But every movie's stupid. What movie do you guys like? You guys in the same breath talked about Dumb and Dumber 2 and talked about Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber 1.
You guys
1.
Like comedies. Yeah. You guys like comedies as much as people like friggin' superhero movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think superhero movies are stupid too. I'm not a big superhero movie fan, but you guys also like stupid comedies. I hate, see, because I hate more movies than you hate. So I think I win because I hate comedies as much as I hate superhero movies. You guys actually like.
Well, okay.
Like,
you can't say
you guys.
You guys
like Dumb and Dumber.
You can't say you guys because Sam and I are way different on movies. Like, I actually watch
movies. Because you guys totally agreed as far as like.
Oh, we agree that superhero movies suck dick. That's for sure. We all three agree.
Baffled by how people like superhero movies.
It's Prince all over again.
Like, you guys like friggin'. Comedy movies that are terrible, and I'm like, how the hell can you feel
what
that?
What comedy movies do we like?
Superhero movies, like what? Wedding Singer? You guys think that's a good movie, right?
Didn't yes.
You guys,
that's pretty
rant
good.
About yeah. How that's good. See, to it's me, good. That's a superhero movie. It's crap. It's stupid. it's yeah. Vince Vaughn, who's a terrible actor. It's Vince Vaughn. So
no, he's not in there. It's Adam
right?
Sandler.
Vince Vaughn's terrible.
Well, see,
but
that's
you guys are totally. Go ahead.
It's easy to say every movie sucks. It's not. There's nothing interesting about saying every movie sucks.
I
just
say every movie.
That you hate every movie.
I think
movie.
You kind of were saying you hate
comedies,
every movie.
Comedies. The comedies you guys like suck.
Oh, okay.
They are the equivalent of superhero movies. They're terrible.
What comedies do you like? I don't get it.
I don't like I don't like comedies. I like MASH. That's
MASH. Like. Okay.
I like MASH, god damn it.
Okay.
Yes. Weird.
What is the difference between okay, I want to know something. Okay, you like Seinfeld and you like Cheers and
Frasier.
Yes,
Seinfeld's brilliant.
Okay.
It's well written. It's well written.
You don't think Dumb and Dumber is funny though.
No, it's dumb. It's like, how can we be stupid?
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was like, that, but it's
Kramer
good,
is stupid. Like his whole
Kramer
bit is being
is dumb
stupid.
And dumber.
Homer.
No,
so
Kramer,
you think Homer
no,
Simpson's
Kramer
funny?
And yes, Kramer. Kramer ended up being dumb as hell. If you watch it from the beginning, though, he wasn't that.
It wasn't funny.
Seinfeld, everyone became dumb.
No, here's the thing.
Everyone became dumb. Elaine became dumb. Dumb ended up being funny.
It
and
is.
I
funny.
Thought they got really lazy about it because.
Well,
like
separate
just
issue.
Stupid was funny all of a sudden.
Well, okay, here's what I'll say about it. About the thing that makes Kramer amazing is he has his own fucking logic. He has his world, And yes. he does it perfectly. And I will say that I think Dumb and Dumber actually does that too. Yeah. They have their own okay. twisted world, and they commit, the actors commit to it so hard. It's fucking awesome. When I first saw Dumb and Dumber, I thought it was that. I was like, oh, this is stupid. I hate it. But when I watched it later on, it's like, it's kind of like Kramer.
It's like I said before. Okay. For one, I saw Dumb and Dumber in the theater, and I was mad the whole time at how dumb they were when I was like 15 or whatever. So yeah. I understand that. But I think what it is if you gave two actors the script of Dumb and Dumber, there'd be a lot of people who couldn't do it. Like if they acted that movie out, it would be how you think of it. I would think this is dumb, but they're so good at being dumb. It's so believable to me that it's amazing. That's all it is. I can understand people not liking Dumb and Dumber. I wouldn't think that everyone has to love it, but I think the difference between that movie and any The Hangover or whatever now, which I think is stupid and not funny at all. Yeah. It is the acting. It's the acting.
Right? It's the acting. Terrible. It is stupid. Sucks.
Hangover sucks. Good.
See?
And the one movie that everybody thinks I'm wrong about, that, and even you do, I think, is the Anchorman. It's not funny. It's not fucking funny.
It's terrible.
Everybody thinks that movie is so funny.
I'm mostly with you. I'm more with you than other people are, but I think there are funny things in it. But I wouldn't say it's like an amazing movie or anything.
The thing is, doing the dumb thing, like you said, at the end of Seinfeld and all that, is so hard. It has to be... Like you said, they have to create, you have to believe that the character is really that dumb, and it's really hard. If you don't act it perfectly, then it's hard. And that's why Dumb and Dumber's funny. Yeah. That's why Lebowski's funny, because they're both kind of dumb in the way the things
Lebowski's
they think.
Lebowski's different.
But it's still funny because they're dumb.
Prize winning piece of amazing.
Like yes, Walter, but Walter Sobchak is an idiot.
All
like,
I am saying is this, you guys hate superhero movies, but please know I feel the way about superhero movies how I feel about comedies.
Like, I can see that.
To me, the majority of it is terrible.
I think you and Sam would be mostly on the same. Sam can't watch any movies. He can watch like three movies. So I think you guys would be on the same page. I love movies. I like. I keep telling Sam to see Room. There's good movies.
Yeah, I've been trying to watch that for like 2 weeks.
I can't think of any comedies I like that are new, except I thought Trainwreck was okay because it wasn't dumb and had some interesting jokes.
Did you see Under the Skin? Under the Skin with Scarlett Johansson?
No.
She was in a good movie?
I am told that I'm pretentious, though, so...
That's fine.
It's just check out the trailer when you get a chance.
Is it a comedy?
It's a comedy?
No.
I thought we were talking comedies. Yeah, never mind.
Oh,
yeah.
sorry.
In terms of modern comedies.
I was trying to talk about films I like. No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool.
I don't like comedies. I honestly have, I can't remember the last comedy I liked.
Yeah, no, they suck.
I honestly can't either. I only like 90s because I think it's also because my brain was different then. And so now I can watch those movies and it's still like it was when I watched it when I was a teenager. Like,
but here's
Ace Ventura.
The difference.
Like, I could watch Ace Ventura and laugh at it now, even though if it came out today, I probably wouldn't like it.
Sam doesn't... Exactly. Hold on. Here's the difference. Dumb and Dumber, the new one, did that come out?
Yeah. Oh,
Sam didn't
out.
Give a shit about that.
I didn't
See, that's
watch
the difference.
It.
We don't do shit where we're like, oh, this was funny when we're kids, so I can't wait for the new thing.
Yeah,
of the, like,
exactly.
Fuck that. That's what all the Captain America bullshit is. Oh, but
yes,
the,
exactly.
man, whatever man when I was a kid and I had those things and this man was cool and so he did this. It's like, no, you're a kid. Just realize it was good because you're a kid.
No, plus the specific...
I loved your breakdown of the new Captain America. You're talking about him falling from the sky. And, like, he makes a hole in, of course he didn't die. And that was so good.
That's the difference.
I love it. I love that.
That's what I want to say. The difference between why a comedy or any movie could be good and why a superhero movie can never be good is because the superhero movies have these things that are restricted by magical powers and all this bullshit that can't make sense.
Yeah.
No matter how good the acting is or whatever they think of, it's just never going to make any sense and work. Whereas a comedy, if you actually had brilliant actors doing it, it could be funny because they take real life things that could happen in real life that we could all also have happened to us or whatever and just act them out in a way that makes you relate to it. You can't relate to a fucking superhero movie. It's totally ridiculous. There's nothing to it. Yeah. And if there was one superhero movie that came out ever and it was like, oh, this is just a fun escape from reality, that's one thing. But there's a fucking million of them and they're all the same. There's nothing different.
Comedies aren't. Batman Begins to me was a great movie. Batman
I like that one.
It took itself very serious, but everything else was like crap. I mean, the Joker, obviously Heath Ledger was great, but that movie was stupid too. But Heath Ledger was just good.
Yeah, I can't. So, I can't remember exactly if that movie. Yeah, I agree.
What was that one called? Batman something.
Middles. it was Batman Begins, Batman Middles, and Batman Ends. I think is the three movies.
the last Batman was so terrible, and so many people like it. It's so bad.
I liked it as the
Bane,
end of the story.
Terrible.
Oh, Bane. Yeah. It wasn't good.
It was terrible.
Yeah. But those are watchable. Like, if someone said, oh, that's terrible, I'd be that's fine. I didn't mind watching the story. That's fine. And if
you want to know which one was really good, X-Men. What was the one?
Days of X-Men, Days of Undead.
There cannot be a movie with the title X-Men and if it's
already
good.
No, impossible. Here, I'll help you with the title. X-Men, Days of Past Undoings, Future Moments of Time.
No,
it's
those
like
were
the fucking every title
X-Men,
is so dumb.
First Class. First Class. That was really good.
That
was great.
I always
it had
see
to do
X-Men
with like
coach,
the Holocaust.
So.
It had to do with the 50s. It had to do with racism. It had to, like, it was great. Everything else was terrible, though. But that was the
only
good one. Did
I'd be willing to accept that maybe an X-Men movie could slip by me that was good, that had some sort of elements, but I can't take the risk. I'm not going to.
Did you not like X-Men First Class? That was great.
I've never seen any of them.
What
I've,
one was
I
that?
Saw,
X-Men 5 out of 12? I have no fucking idea.
I saw okay, tell me if you can name the movie. I saw an X-Men where there were mutants in the beginning in like a school, and then the Phoenix thing died, and then the Phoenix came out of the water.
Oh, that was terrible. That was like X-Men 4.
I remember that.
I don't know. X-Men's terrible, but First Class was really anyway.
See,
why are you hanging in there for it though?
That's the
why
thing.
Why would like, you how, watch that? Yeah, yeah that's like, what I'm saying. It's like, how could you take that risk of 2 hours
like
of your life?
It's like having a bunch of guys punch
you
in the stomach
it at
over
the
and
movies.
Over.
I didn't see it at the movies. I just happened to catch it like at home. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, Kevin Bacon's in this.
Well, here's what I'm saying. He was? Really? Weird.
Yeah, Kevin
this,
Bacon
this
was
this movie
was
doesn't
the
exist. He's totally trolling us right
yeah.
now.
You
he's like,
need
yeah, yeah, Clint Eastwood and
Marlon Brando.
I almost guarantee you guys will like this movie.
No, that's fine. Here's my thing. You can't fault us for not fucking knowing that movie, though, because after
I'm not faulting you.
Yeah, after
I'm
the fucking the first
like
eight X-Mans just kick you in the balls
like that.
Ah, jeez. After the first, you know, four X-Mans come out and kick you in the nuts, like I'm not going to wait for the next X-Man to come out and like with my legs spread.
No, totally agree. Totally
it's
agree.
Like, it's
totally
like agree. I went to a restaurant and I ordered something and it was just like maggots and dog shit all over the plate. And then like I did that a couple times and you're like, dude, you didn't have the T-bone steak. You got to go there and try the T-bone. It's amazing. I'd be like, no, I'm not going to eat that.
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
That's what it's like.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Anyway, I'll watch that movie.
Yeah. Dude, okay, we're already over time, but because we're on the topic of movies, and this actually totally applies, I'm going to do it. So have you seen the trailers, either of you dudes, for Swiss Army Man?
No.
No. Okay.
Even heard of
so it. Here's the thing. I saw this trailer, and it's two actors I don't fucking want to see. It's fucking Harry Potter and the guy, Paul Dano. Is that his name? Yeah. He's,
I don't know who he is.
He's the guy. He was the preacher in the There Will Be Blood. He was that annoying kid. He was the kid, and he's. Oh, I don't like his face. He's annoying. But anyway, I saw it, and here's this weirdest trailer. Yeah, the weirdest trailer I've ever seen in my life. He's stuck on an island, and like Harry Potter's body is dead or something, and he starts talking to it, and then the body is doing like Harry Potter is doing all the shit. Like he's. He's like the thing or the concept is like he's this Swiss Army dead body that's going to help him get off this island or something. So I saw that and thought, this is the fucking stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And I hate it. And then I thought, you know what? But it's not every other movie that you see. Like, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm coming around. I probably am not going to watch this movie, but you know what? I'm not going to complain about it. I bet they're trying something that's totally weird. I have no idea what the concept is. I don't get it. But fuck it. It's different than every shitty Superman whatever thing. That gives my approval is all I wanted to say about Swiss Army Man. Like, go have fun watching that, everybody.
Here's a one sentence synopsis from somebody. Daniel Radcliffe plays a flatulent corpse whom a wilderness stranded Paul Dano rides to safety in Swiss Army Man.
Yeah, no other like movie. No other movie has that
flatulent
tagline.
Flatulent corpse.
Yeah. No other movie has been that. So you know what? Fine. Like they're trying to do something. Like, isn't that our biggest complaint? Is every fucking movie is the same movie? Yeah. Like, at least it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah.
If that gets like 95%, I'll see it. Anyway, just thought that kind of tied into what we were talking about. But man,
well,
we're
then
totally...
you need to watch Under the Skin because that's kind of how that. But
oh,
I,
okay.
I have
I'll
a
watch
feeling
it.
You'll hate it. I have a feeling you'll hate it because it's so slow and it's so.
Dude, I'm not the one who hates slow movies. I like good movies. Sam can't watch anything. Okay. I like movies.
Well, yeah. First off, I love Scarlett Johansson, so I could I might be able to watch
she's
her.
Naked.
She
sucks, she's naked.
Though. She's awesome.
It's about her seducing men. Watch it.
She's a terrible actress.
I could watch that. I know, but her face is awesome.
I loved her in I loved her when she was in
Bill Murray and
Lost in Translation.
It's because it was
I love
a,
that
and
movie.
Then, and,
yeah,
and then
it's great.
Because she was like normal looking. She didn't have makeup. She looked like attractive normal. And then she became this like big boobed, like, oh, I'm I hate her now. Now that
well, but also
like,
that was a good script, and she didn't have to do a whole lot. But then you see her, dude, her acting in these stupid X-Men movie or whatever the fuck superhero movie she's in, it's terrible.
Terrible.
It's so bad.
Terrible.
Anyway. Well, we've thanks, Jesus. We did a whole show, longer than a whole show. So, we had not a new patron, but a returning patron, and you'll love this, Columbia House Holdings LLC. He came back. So thanks for that pledge, patreon.com/shoeshine. Oh, Sam, we also forgot to say that we didn't do the international shipments for the shirts. I forgot because I had one of my favorite listeners who supports like all my stuff. He's like, oh, I can't wait for my shirt. And he's in fucking, I'm blanking on the country, but it's not
Malaysia.
Anywhere near here. It might be. And I was like, oh shit, we didn't.
Oh wait,
we forgot
I get
to
a shirt
that.
If I support you guys, cause I already support, the,
my show,
Atheistically Speaking. I
we'll
need
see.
To support this. Then
guess
do
what? I'm
I
not getting
shirt?
Shit from that.
Shit. Okay. I'm gonna take my
we'll
support
send you a
from
shirt.
That. And put it in.
Oh, great. That's a great deal from me. Now I'll just send you the shirt.
Highlight of the show. Yeah. Jeez.
But anyway, yeah, we didn't do the international ones because shipping is like $4 billion. So I don't know what we want to do with that, Sam. I don't know if we're ordering a new batch of shirts or what. What are we doing?
I don't know. Okay. I can see how much it costs to ship.
You know what you can do? Tell them to use an address that does a freight forwarding. So then you can just send it there and then they pay for the forwarding to get to them.
Oh,
that's pretty, that's
standard.
A lot of people do that nowadays. Yeah. Freight forwarding places. It doesn't cost them that much.
All right. Hey, if people can figure that out, let me know. And we might get another batch of shirts going. We'll see. So sorry, international listeners. We'll figure that out. Ishmael, don't cancel your pledge to my show. I'll send you a shirt. I swear. No. Okay. Thanks.
Hey,
for...
I want a goddamn shirt. So.
Well, yeah, we could probably send you one. Thanks.
No. I don't. Don't worry. I will. I will support you guys still. So I'll just add my support to this too. I'm not gonna.
You don't have. We'll send you this.
There's no way I cannot support Atheistically Speaking because I get the second half early. So there's no way I'm gonna not do that. So
we've been actually Sam and I have been meaning to do some bonus stuff for this show. We'll get on it for patrons, but we'll do it. We wanted to do like a bonus Ghost Hunters or something like that.
Yeah, we're gonna do that.
Yeah, make fun of something.
Never listened, we should say that at the end of this, that if you never listened to the Ghost Hunters episode on F This Podcast, it's one of my favorite things ever. It's hilarious. Yeah. I laugh at it right now if I listen to it. It's so good.
Yeah, check that
you
out.
Just find have that. To. You just need to add some like bonus print stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone will just totally sign up.
Print stuff.
Just bonus play Prince songs and Ishmael sing.
Oh, Prince.
Exactly.
Yeah. I thought you said P-R-I-N-T-S. I was like, bonus Prince. What is that?
Prince of our headshots.
Like it's some sort of like insider podcast thing that's working for all these
podcasts. I thought it was like posters of us with our shirts off, like our print. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We got to get out of here.
If you guys gave like $5 foot longs as a bonus. I promise you.
Donate awesome. $10, you get a $5 foot long. Yeah. All right. Thanks for coming on, Ishmael. It was fun. Angry Black All Rant right, is man. The show. Google Thanks, that. Dude. And Sam, the show is Comedy Shoe Shine. So Google
That's
Comedy
my show.
Shoe Shine. Yeah. And thanks, guys.
Hey,
see ya.
Thanks for having me on, man. It was total.
That was fun.
All right. Anyway, okay.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.